Good evening, Abbas. I hope you're well. Are you all fine? Shabbos was good, yeah? Good. Okay, it's going to be a very short shiur tonight. I said 8:50. Maybe we're going to go a few minutes over that, but... Yeah? We'll see. No, the Rav gives you at 9, so for sure by then... Okay, we'll see. Well, let's start. We introduced the concept... to understand Siman Tovkuf Peichesiv Gimel, we have to understand two concepts, and I've introduced that as background information previous year. One was the concept of Trei Kol Eloi Mishtamoi, that two voices cannot be understood simultaneously. Yeah, we cannot concentrate two voices, two sounds simultaneously. The only exception is if you are really keen, if it's something which you really like, you'll be able to hear both and... hear and understand both sounds at the same time. That's rule number one. Rule number two is that we're going to be discussing this halacha. I'm going to be saying now much greater length in Siman Tovkuf Tzadik, which is going to be the middle or end of this week. The Torah says three times tour. You need a tour. And but we learn. The Gemara says that every tour sound that we have needs to be followed and needs to be preceded by a tkir sound. So always needs to have first, there's going to be a tour in the middle, but it's going to be before that, there's going to be a tkir, and after that, it's going to be another tkir. Okay, that needs to, otherwise, if you don't have the tkir before and after, you're not fulfilling the mitzvah. Okay, does that make sense? We're going to be discussing this halacha greater length. Okay, but it must be that the tour always is followed and preceded by a tkir. We're going to be learning this halacha at greater length from Timon Tovkuf Tzadik. Yeah, so let's see Siv Gimel. Shamal Teshat Kiyas Metesha B'nei Adam Shetoku Kulom Ke'echad. Okay, there's nine people who blew nine Tkiyas. And we need to have nine Tkiyas. And they blew the Shofar nine simultaneously. So you've really heard all the nine Tkiyas that you need to hear. All the sounds that you need to hear have heard, but you heard them simultaneously. Or Yotza, yes or no? So the halacha is, if you heard him only one, it's not, you're not yotze. Why? Why are you not yotze?
It's like as if you heard one.
Why is that?
You just said before.
Because of?
You can't hear two sounds.
Oh, so that's what we'd have thought. That's the reason, we'd have assumed the reason is that it's because you can't hear two sounds at the same time. And for sure not nine sounds at the same time. But that's not the reason. Because this, although you're generally right, you can't hear two sounds simultaneously, here it's going to be different. Because a person wants to fulfill the mitzvah, and it's keen to fulfill the mitzvah, and therefore here we're actually going to be saying that Trei Kola Mishtame, two sounds are heard simultaneously. You can actually hear the two sounds. However, why can you not fulfill the mitzvah? Because there is no pshuta, there's no tkir sound before and after. It's all in one big cholent. Everything at the same time. So there is no tkir sound before and after, and that's why you're not going to be yotze.
Weren't they doing it all in synchronization?
No, they were not. But you're quite right. That's going to be the next question. What will be the halacha if it is? And we're going to see that in a minute. But let's just see what the Shulchan Aruch says. So why not yoitza? She'en kam pshuta lefaneh v'pshuta l'achero. There is no pshuta, means a straight sound, which means a tkia. There is no tkia before and after, and therefore you're not yoitza. And he continues, ve'im shnaim toku ke'echod alas kol ha'seida. That's your scenario, basically. What if two people... blew the shofar, but they didn't in the right order. He said, if two people did all the sounds of the shofar, two people blew simultaneously, they couldn't agree on one baal tekeah. They couldn't agree, and they didn't want to make a machloek. He says, you know what? You both blew together. You both blew together the shofar at the same time. Then, would you say, yoitze or not yoitze? Not yoitze, why not? Well, but over here the halacha is actually, you will be yotze. If two people are blowing at the same time, they're doing the same sounds at the same time, you're actually yotze. Because trei kola, although generally you're right, trei kola loy mishtame, normally you cannot concentrate on two sounds at the same time, but when it comes to a mitzvah that you want to fulfill, it's chovev, it's dear to you, it's precious to you, you're going to be able to hear and concentrate on two sounds at the same time. And therefore, if they do all the sets of the tkiyas at the same time too, but they're doing it simultaneously, you're actually going to be yotze.
But isn't it a difference between wanting to hear and actually being able to physically hear one from the
Yeah.
Well, interesting point. Your point is well taken, but the halacha seems to be that you are. Yeah.
Have you ever heard of this actually happening?
No, I have not. I have not. Have you? I think it must be quite rare. Yeah. Seif Cotton test in Mishneh Berurah. Shetoku kolam ke'echad. They blew simultaneously. Dehainu she'echad asa tkiya v'asheni tour. One did a tkiya, the second one did a tour, v'ashlishi tkiya, ashniya, and the third one did a second tkiya. V'chein kolam, all of that. So one big job. Imagine what that must sound like. Nine people blowing nine different sounds. Must have been, wow. En yoytze b'zeh, you're not yoytze b'zeh. Why? Kedemesayim, you're not yoytze for the reason that is followed on. She'en kam pshuta, there is no pshuta. Pshuta means a simple sound, which means a tkiya. There is no pshuta lefonev la'achreo, there is no tkiya at the beginning and the end. It's all one big. Chalon, the be'inot she'truo be'emtzav lefonev la'achreo tkiya. There needs to be a tour, and it must be a tkiya and a beforehand, and a tkiya after that. So if you're not hearing the right seida, we're learning here, you're not yoytze. Okay, so, right. What would be the halacha in that case that Moshe is asking? One person is doing a tkiya, you are doing the tour, and you are doing tkiya. You are doing a next tkiya, you're doing a tour, and you're doing a next tkiya.
In order.
The right order, but different people. Is that what you're asking? What would be the halacha then?
Taking it in turns.
In turns, not simultaneously. Yoitza. Yeah. There is one problem that will be arising. I'm just going to mention that now. As a little footnote, there's going to be one problem, which is that the Shvarim Tua, there's halachas with regards to Neshima Achas. You need to do it in one blow. You can't do one. That would be a problem. But that, leaving this point out, yes, you can have. Sif kokin alef mishne bura yotzo afa gav de bchol makam amrin on te tre kololay mishtamoi. Although generally we say tre kololay mishtame, normally we say that two voices cannot be heard simultaneously. Shani hocha, here it's different. Sho mitzvah bol is man, it's a rare mitzvah v'chaviv alei, and it is precious to a person. V'yoyv daite lishma yofen is going to be concentrating to hear the sound properly. By the way, this is the old question and the old machlokas about saying Kaddish Yosem at the end of davening. Kaddish Yosem, if there is only one Yosem, we can say the Kaddish, or several Yosem, we can say Kaddish depending on Minhogim of Shuls. It's all got to do with this issue over here of Trei Kol Eloi Mishtama. It's all got to do because some Shuls are very, very makbit that you cannot have two people, two Yosem saying Kaddish at the same time. Why there's no makbit? What do they care? What do they care? The answer is because trei kala loy mishtame. Two cannot. According to that, these shuls. According to these, do you know any shul who's very, very makbit about that?
Yes, monks.
Monks, right? The yakas are very makbit. That's right. Very makbit. Very makbit. So the reason is because they are makbit on trei kala loy mishtame. It's actually, and they hold that two voices cannot be heard simultaneously, and you cannot say a kaddish like that. So it's the same if you'd be saying two people saying shemone esa at the same time as a chazan. It just doesn't work. You cannot have two people saying and fill out this simultaneously. It's not going to work. Interestingly, there's not many tshuvas left of Reb Shimshon Nefal Hirsch. There's only few tshuvas left. Although it is known that he wrote tshuvas, he replied halachic answers to all the in Europe. He's not so well known for that. He's much more known for his chumash and for his 19 letters and for. But he wrote tshuvas. He was a big baal halach as well, which is not so well known. He was a big baal halach as well. He was a posek. That's not so well known. Reb Shimshon Nefal Hirsch. Well, we all know him as a great medakdek, a great leader, a great fighter against the reform movement. It's not so well known, but he was many faces to him, and he was also a great posek. It's not so well known. And there's not many tshuvas of one of his descendants, actually, when he was nifta, there was loads of tshuvas. One of his descendants thought that because Rabbi Hirsch was such a humble person, he assumed that he wants all his tshuvas that he kept, he wanted them to be burnt. That's what he thought after his nifta. He was such a great, humble person, all his tshuvas should be burnt after his nifta. And that's what that descendant did. That's what he thought. That Rabbi Hirsch was such a great, humble person that he surely didn't want anybody to have access to that. And he burnt all his tshuvas, one of his descendants, straight after he was nifta. And not many of his tshuvas are remaining, only very few. Only very few tshuvas, some copies remained, but not a lot. And one of the very few tshuvas that remained, they were published not so long ago, only recently they were all published. And one of them is actually about a tshuva that he wrote with regards to two Yidden saying Kaddish simultaneously. And he goes a great length about, and he's very machmeya. He says, you can't take Kol Olam Mishtama. Exactly. Absolutely.
So in these shuls, they don't have any choirs or anything?
I wonder, well, they do. They probably do, but which parts of tefillah will be in choir? It's going to be parts that you don't necessarily need one person to be moitzi the tzibur. Yeah, so that's where it comes from. Take Kol Olam Mishtama. That's this topic over here. But over here, we're saying that there's no issue. There's, as far as that is concerned, to tkiyas simultaneously is not really a problem because it's a mitzvah which is so rare that the person is going to be able to concentrate and he's all going to be here. He'll be to the tkiyas. Yeah.
Can I
say,
it's a bit off the point, but is that the reason why this seems to be so many at the end? To give everyone a chance.
You're talking about Kaddish or Tkiyas?
So about Kaddish.
Yeah.
Is it four at the end of davening?
Why?
Everyone should have a turn saying Kaddish?
At the end.
It seems to be all...
Why are we saying...
No, but there's a different Kaddish.
You're saying, why are we putting it in the end of... why at the end of the tefillah?
It's not sort of spread out equally throughout davening.
Right. No, the reason for that is because Kaddish Yosem is something which is not intrinsically part of the tefillah so much as other Kaddishim. It's not intrinsically part. So you wouldn't be able to put it in the middle of the tefillah. Wouldn't be able to put it because that over there you wouldn't be able to. So we instituted very much part of tefillah which you can interrupt.
Yeah.
So is that? Not so much. That reason. No, as far as I know,
So someone like monks, there'll only be one person.
There will be.
There's going to be one person.
Which is a challenge for the Gabba, because the Gabba will have to make sure that everybody gets, and it's very.
The next day,
Yeah. There's a rota, and they make it very fair, and everything works out okay. And as far people appreciate that, it comes from halacha, and therefore people appreciate that. But that's where it's coming from. No. There's going to be, within one tefillah, can be various people saying Kaddish. Yeah. Okay. Right. Now, Siv Dalet. If one person. So, a pshuta again means a tkiya. Pshuta is another term for a tkiya. So, imagine somebody needs a tkiya. But now, a tkiya, you can need for two reasons. You could need a tkiya. Either because you've heard the tour already, and after the tour you need a tkiya, or you might need a tkiya because you're going to hear a tour soon. Right? Tour is in the middle, you need a tkiya before and a tkiya after. Now a person could need a tkiya for two reasons, either because he's about to hear a tour or because he just heard a tour. So what happens, can one Baal Tekiah do one tkiya, and that tkiya is a first tkiya for one person, and is a final tkiya for somebody else? One has heard the tour and one has not. Does that make sense? Right? One person has heard the tour, and this tkiya will be the final tkiya. And one person has not heard the tour, and he wants to do that tkiya for an initial tkiya. So the halacha is pshuta. One person needs a pshuta rishoina, a tkiya, and one needs a tkiya, a final tkiya. Tkiya achas mutiya shneim. We could do one tkiya and be mutzi both. And we're going to be finished with Seif Hei, which is a very important halacha, which is the following. Yom Tov Shel Rosh Hashanah. Yom Tov of Rosh Hashanah. Shechal Yitz B'Shabbos, which falls on Shabbos. Ein Toikin B'Shoifah. We do not blow the Shoifah. Why not? Mukta. Now Mukta. Oh, you're saying two things. Mukta or carrying?
Carrying.
Carrying? Right. Carrying. Right. Mukta is only the outcome. Since you can't use it, it's going to be mukta. Mukta is not the beginning. Mukta is the outcome. Why? So the halacha chachamim were concerned. Mishneh Berurah Sifkot Yud Gimel explains. Ein toikin b'shofar. Why? It's a gemara. Gzeira shemo yitlenu biyadoi. We're concerned that he's going to take it in his hand. Leilech etzel haboki, and he's going to go to the expert. Lilmoy to learn. So there is a machlokes hashonim as to whether he's referring to actually he's confused about how to blow the tkiyas, or he's confused about how to make the bracha. Either way, he's going to schlep along his shofar to an expert. Can you please show me how to blow the shofar again? It's a bit late, isn't it? It would be a bit late. And he's going to carry four amas b'shusarabim in a public domain. So because we are concerned about that, we say, you know what, we don't need to carry on. We don't want you to blow on Rosh Hashanah in the first place, because if we let you blow, you're going to end up carrying on Shabbos. There's no no heter to carry on Shabbos. Why are you going to carry on? Why will somebody carry on Shabbos? Because it could be, in many years, it could be that one individual, someplace, he's going to forget, he's going to go to an expert. It's very far-fetched gzeira, as it seems. We're concerned, he's going to forget how to blow, he's going to go to an expert. Can you remind me how to do a tzkiyah again? And therefore, we say, you know what, forget it. Every yid, every shul, every place, all over the world, throughout all the generations, are not blowing shofar because of that far-fetched scenario. Isn't that fascinating? Blowing shofar is a mitzvah seh deraisa, and it was cancelled because of such a far-fetched case. What do you think about that? Isn't that amazing? It's mind-boggling, isn't it? Well, you are saying, well, if there's an Eruv, surely it shouldn't be a problem.
What does it say for
Lulav? Same reason. Same reason. Same reason, all the same reason. He's gonna. What's your question? He's gonna end up, yes. No, not forgetting at home. He's forgotten how to shake the lulav.
And Megillah?
Same thing. So we're so concerned about that the whole thing is being cancelled. Okay, there's more to talk about this, but I'm going to leave it over here. There's more about this, but we're gonna stop here. Fine.